Please come to room 55.
What was the exact time they brought the casualty in?
11:15.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Excuse me, Mr. Zamanifar. What was the colour of the car which hit him?
Sorry. I don't know. It was dark. I can't say exactly.
What about his number?
It was too far away.
Okay. Is Mr. Moshvay's car parked in front of the park now?
Yes, I think it is. The keys were in his belongings. They're with the head nurse now. How is he, Doctor?
I'm sorry. He passed away before they got him here. We couldn't do anything for him.
Mr. Zamanifar, why did Mr. Moshvig want to see you at that time of night?
I don't know. He wanted to leave Iran. He called me and said he had something important that he wanted to talk to me about. I went to where we agreed to meet. But I didn't find out what he wanted to tell me.
It's turned off. Dad, where on earth were you? Why is your mobile off?
Hello.
Do you know Farhad Moshfe?
I've heard of him. Why is that?
He died an hour ago. They killed him.
Who did?
I don't know. I don't know.
How do you know him? He's a crook, you know. He has some confidential documents. I don't know. He's on the run.
How do you know these things?
Well, it uses common knowledge.
Doesn't have anything to do with the factor in your work, does it?
No, I've just heard his name. Sir, are those documents with you?
Not yet.
You're worried, Ahmad.
I'm thinking. I have a meeting with some politicians tomorrow. I might enter into a coalition with them.
Do you think that's necessary?
That's advertising for you. It costs money. Money has to be put into it.
I don't remember my dad doing those kinds of things.
Why do you compare me with your father? Times have changed. No one will listen to people like me these days, if there's no money to back it up. Why do you think Dad asked me those questions? Does he think that I had anything to do with Farhad Moshfeq?
Don't take it seriously, Ahmad. He's not well. He's very tired these days.
But he talked to me like he was suspicious of me.
Forget it.
It's not sleepwalking, but it's just like reality. The interpretation of seeing a horse in a dream is going on a journey, but I have no plans to travel anywhere. What does the address Farhad gave me have to do with my cancelled trip to Kabbalah? I don't know.
What are you up to, Imad?
Sorry I'm late.
It's important you're punctual. Those people in there will reject people on their first impressions. If they don't like something, you're done.
Is it upstairs?
Wait a moment.
What now?
These things don't work anymore.
Listen, I wasn't born yesterday. I know these things. Your appearance is for them. What's inside is your own business.
So?
I mean, go with the tide. Whatever's to your advantage. That's how it works. That's what they say.
You'd leave me with nothing if it were down to you.
Imad, listen, I haven't managed to say anything yet, but... Mr. Jalili has a well-compiled and practical plan that, if implemented and put into practice, would definitely be a step in the right direction to solving the country's problems.
We are familiar with some of your ideas and policies which have been regularly published in the newspapers, but our yardstick is the congruence of those ideals with our own compiled and long-term plans.
We care about the system because we want to save time and money. And prevent applying one's own personal preferences.
And we're concentrating on three specific things: youth unemployment, family crisis services, and economic development, which is a precondition for cultural development.
It's a very extensive subject, but for me, culture comes top of the agenda.
Of course. But it's worth pointing out something here. Mr. Khalili has the best chance to win this election because of his working and educational background and the insistence of the city guilds and traders.
Well, he shouldn't be deceived by these emotional tricks. It's like a fleeting fancy. We may set up a program based on our own understanding, and it's all been done through expertise. To be honest, Mr. Khalili, in order for you to have our financial and advertising support, you'll have to be the executor of our combined policies.
And this will have to continue throughout your period in office.
I'm sorry. I won't exchange my freedom to vote for anything.
Imad. Imad, mate. Excuse me. He meant that he has to think your suggestion over a little. Please look at this meeting as one for introductions and such things. We'll be seeing you. You've proved to me that you always act on impulse. You should have let them have their say. Why did you mess it up at the first meeting?
What do you expect me to say?
You should have said I have to weigh up the pros and cons. I don't know. I have to look into it. Why did you overact like a schoolboy?
Pity I wanted to be respectful in there, otherwise I'd have given them more to chew on.
Self-control is one of the most basic diplomatic requirements. Listen to me. Is this how you want to get a seat in Parliament?
Who do they think I am? A naive lad who they can clip round the ear and shut him up? And this is the last time you make promises on my behalf.
Mia, I have to go now.
Go where?
Our hometown. There are some things I have to do there.
Why so sudden? Alone? How are you going there?
With my own car.
But you haven't driven for a long time.
I have to.
Has your trip something to do with Farhad Moshfeh?
How do you know?
Just a guess. I know what you're like. I thought you said they'd killed him. It's dangerous, Dad.
Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
At least wait till Imad comes, then we'll go together. I'll feel better that way and it'll be less dangerous too.
Don't involve yourself in this.
Hello.
Hello. How nice. Where are you going?
Dad's going to our hometown.
Why all of a sudden?
It just came up.
I've been busy these last few days with the election campaign. We could have gone together.
No, I have to go alone.
Why?
It's personal.
Why didn't you tell me? I could have bought you a flight ticket. Well, okay then. If you're set to go, I'll call my mother and father and you can go there.
Thank you. Goodbye.
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 What's happened? Kimia? Why did you let him go on his own? Don't you know how dangerous it is?
What do you mean? Are you trying to make me worried?
Hey. I'll tell someone to watch over him. You should have called me. The least I could do would be to come and stop him from going.
I have to get to my office.
Why?
I have an appointment. I was waiting for you to bring the car.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. 1,000 ways, 1,000 deviations. One has to get going without any fear or dread. Make ready one's bag and take to the road. To wait and die in the black of the lagoon. One has to go like a fish which moves towards the sea. We have to join with the stars of Venus on the edge of the river, till the river becomes red with your blood. One has to take to the road. One has to take to the road.
He's gone after Moshveg's documents. Tell your men to watch over him when he gets there. Don't let him realize. Yeah. Cheers, mate. I'll call you. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, Hussein, sir.
Someone bought this package for Ms. Zamani Farr.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello?
An envelope has come for you.
From where?
I don't know. There's no sender's name and no recipient either. Do you want me to open it and see what it is?
You don't need to ask.
Hang on a moment.
What is it?
Nothing. It's an ad about getting a location number from the taxi company, whatever. No, it's nothing important.
Oh, Sharon's on the line. Let me call Sharon, then I'll call you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
When you were MP of this city, there was lots of good news about. People still miss you not being here, sir.
Don't worry. We have a lot of compassionate people in this city. God willing, things will start to look up.
Please, after you.
Thank you very much.
This way, please. I heard your son-in-law standing as a candidate.
Yes, that's right.
So you must tell him you can count on my vote. May I have your keys, please? Thank you. There you are.
Thanks. I don't want to keep you.
Yes, I'll leave you to it.
I appreciate it.
Well, well, look who's here. Didn't it ever cross your mind that if Joseph leaves the city, everyone would become a Jacob and cry their eyes out?
It seems that this city has a lot of stoolies, too.
Actually, one of them sat on the edge of the roof and said, "Honor has come back to the city, and whatever he says is undeniable proof."
Well, this kind of talk doesn't suit me. Why don't you just shoot from the hip?
The reason I'm back here is because I don't want an old acquaintance wandering around the rat's nest of a city where no one cares a fig about each other. I know Farhad Moshev has been killed. I even know that you two spoke before his death. But don't get me wrong, I've heard it from the police.
Police?
You'd laugh if I tell you he was trying to run away from us. But the accident was so sad that it makes one really grieve for him. Poor Farhad. He was really rushing his fences.
Do you know Moshev?
I was the plaintiff and he was the accused. We filed a complaint and Farhad ran away because of that.
But that's not what I heard.
Me and you are very different in character, but we have the same goal. This city needs a man on the up and up who knows the difference between right and wrong, who understands what people's problems are, not someone who says, "The people's property belongs to me."
Get to the point.
The point is, me and some of the compassionate guys in the city have found some papers and documents against a few candidates in the city relating to moral and financial decadence, and it appears that they're all wolves in sheep's clothing.
What do you mean?
Emad Khalil is your son-in-law, isn't he? Moshev certainly knew which side of his bread was buttered, and...
What are you trying to say?
He worked in financial affairs, trustworthy and the apple of everyone's eye. He stabbed them in the back and went on and sold the papers. But God sees and knows all things. I don't know why they got frightened and panicked and put him to the sword before getting the papers and the documents. I hope God won't forgive those who'll go to any lengths to get power for themselves.
Imab would never do anything like that.
Why? Because he's your son-in-law. Because you're involved in this case. Huh. Is that why you've panicked? You've always spoken of law and justice before. What's happened? You're making excuses now because your name's come
out. Don't be a hypocrite. If no one else does, I know who you really are and what you're after. I still haven't forgotten the time I was an MP in this city and all the deceit and lies you thought up to get concessions out of me. I'd hate to have to mention it.
Yusuf, you're going too far. Those requests were all to determine how virtuous and honest you were, and thank God it was genuine. You were instrumental in all this mess, not me. And now your son-in-law is licking his lips at the prospect of skinning these people.
Well, you'll have to prove it.
If you'd looked at his qualifications from abroad and seen who he was going around with before his marriage, you wouldn't be covering up from him now. But it's not too late, you know. These people deserve assistance. And you can compensate for what you and your son-in-law have done. If you know where the papers and documents are, just tell me and we can clear this mess up now. I promise I'll protect your credit and your reputation.
God protects us, not his servants.
Clock is ticking, Yusuf. Don't go putting it off, Yusuf.
And that's just the way it is. Well done. Well done. You've got good taste, too.
Don't mess about. I'm not in the mood.
It's all starting to get interesting. Your enemies have set to work. They're openly working against you. What is this picture here? And why is it turned up now? Something smells fishy to me. Something tells me this girl's in Iran.
No, it's impossible. She's in Paris. She's one of those political asylum seekers who can't return to Iran.
Had any strange calls recently?
No.
You will. Any day now. This is just the beginning. She's going to show up too. Write it down.
What?
Write down anything and everything you've done. From your childhood games to your love life. Even if you put your finger up your nose, write it down. Don't be ashamed. I'm your confidant. I have to know what happens in your private life. Does everyone know except me?
Come before the food gets cold. Talat's made you a meat and lentil stew. You'll really like it.
I've put her to trouble. I'll join you before you finish, Grace.
We're waiting.
Yes? Hello, Mother. How are you? I'm fine, too. I've just arrived. I won't stay so long. Camille's alone, and I'm busy. I'll come back to Tehran when I'm finished. Sure. Please forgive me. And I promise that Camille and I will come and see you there, to say hello and pay our respects.
Yes? Hello, who's speaking? Wrong number.
Who was it?
It was the wrong number. Any news from Dad? I'm worried about him.
I spoke to him an hour ago. He's at your dad's.
Do you know if he found Moshvek's papers or not?
I didn't ask. He just said he's finished and he'll be back tomorrow.
So he has. Yes? Yes, can I help you? I said you've got the wrong number. I'm the new owner of this line.
I wish Emad and Kimia were here. Emad really loves this stew. Help yourself. Don't let it get cold, please.
Please. Stupid boy. He's gone after that kind of work instead of coming to his father's shop and learning the trade. It's not that poor girl's fault. She's in the hands of someone who doesn't live in the real world, someone who lives in Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Emad's a God-fearing and capable lad. I'm sure he has good intentions, not bad.
I'm amazed how a virtuous and honorable man like you gets involved in such things. I was happy that you'd found him a job at the stock exchange, that he'd go into business. I didn't know who persuaded him to become a politician all of a sudden.
You're right. And Emad has the right to choose. He has to choose his path himself, and it seems he has. And what's more, you're very negative about politics. Someone has to do it, don't they? It's not right to think that all politicians are up to no good. There are many people who serve the people sincerely. Emad wants to be one of those.
He's my son. I love him. But you don't know what's written on people's hearts. You've trodden on the path Emad wants to go. You know that politics is not a game. You either have to fool others or be fooled yourself.
If it's as you say, who has to run this country? Does this country need politicians or not?
Yusuf, you tell him that I said I'll always have his back, except in this. I won't even spend a penny for his political games.
Okay.
Hello. Yes, speaking. How are you, Mahtab?
Yes? Hello, Mahtab. How are you?
It would seem you miss her very much coming here this early. Her anniversary's not for another 2 or 3 days yet. God rest her soul.
Hello, Yadola. Sir, I'm happy to see you again. Your beard's gone even greyer. But you're still young.
Well, the good thing about graveyards is that you're not afraid of death, so you don't age with worry.
You've done a great job here. You've made it into a rose garden.
I want to tell you something, but don't laugh at me. These flowers mark an anniversary for your wife, too.
What do you mean?
Do you see how fresh and green they are?
So?
As we approach the anniversary of your wife's death, their leaves get dry and fall. I bet you think I'm mad, don't you?
What are you trying to say?
I want to say that there's a secret in all of this. Which is beyond you and me.
I bet you're imagining it, my friend.
I'm getting old, but not demented. If you don't believe me, you can come and see with your own eyes in a few days when it's your wife's anniversary. I'd best be going.
Hello, Mr. Simonifer.
Hello.
I'm a great fan of yours, sir. How are you?
Thank you for asking.
By the way, why aren't you standing as a candidate this year, Mr. Simonifer? I had a problem. I had this problem which only you can solve. I mean it, but... Well, unfortunately, even though now...
Is anybody there? Where are you? Hey!
Well, how was your sleep? Look, fellow citizen, I don't want to do things the hard way. So where are they? What have you done with the documents?
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
We followed you even to the bank. I'm talking about those documents you got from the safe deposit vault.
You think we're a pair of idiots, do you, man? No, dude, I know my game. I'll break your jaw if you take us for a ride, I swear it!
The documents.
I'll overlook what's gone on so far. I won't file a complaint against you. Let me go.
As us, he'll do you a favor and let you leave here alive if you tell us where the documents are. Man, what's wrong with you? Those documents would ruin you first. Why do you want to lose out, huh?
What's in it for you, then?
Actually, someone else will profit from it. Be mad.
Hey, shut it.
بمون با من گل تشنه، ببین دل بستن آسونه، ولی دل کندن عاشق مثل دل کندن از جونه. چراغ گریه روشن کن، شب دل شور با رفتم، کنار این شب زخمی بمون با من، بمون با من. ببین شب به یاد تو فقط از گریه میبارم، حلالم کن، تو میدون بی طاقتی دارم. به دست با تا دادی، تماشا کن چراغی که به تاریکی فرستادی. میونه رفتن و موندن کنار تو گرفتارم، تن بی سر سر بی تن، نگو دست از تو بردارم. Oh,